We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into Candlestick Chronicles, a 49ers podcast on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. I'm Kyle Madsen, and I write about the 49ers over at NinersWire.com, part of the USA Today Sports Media Group. Here to assist me through stumbling through my words, Chris Biederman, who is back, finally. I feel like we haven't podcasted together in 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah. It was weird. You told me not to travel with my mic, and I decided to take you up on that, and yeah. I left my mic at home, and my backpack was a lot lighter.
Yeah.
And so shout out to you. I appreciate that, but I do feel bad that I've been unable to pod. I feel like, you know, it's off to a rocky start. Was doing some, you know, doing some reading, some pre-pod reading, some pre-pod research, mm-hmm. and you know, knocking the cobwebs off. But I think it's gonna feel like riding a bike here once we get going.
I think we'll be all right, and we're gonna be all right thanks to the homies over at Lamb Chops. That is the official clothing brand of Candlestick Chronicles. Check them out, sglambchops.com. I've got the ash gray script hoodie on right now. It is my favorite article of clothing. I think it will be your favorite article of clothing, whether you get a hoodie, shorts, sweatpants, t-shirt. I know you'll love Lamb Chops. And Chris, rumor has it that merch is in motion, per source. Can you confirm?
Yeah, sources are saying there's been talk about merch created mm-hmm. by Lamb Chops for the podcast, in the works, potentially. Maybe. Sources close to Candlestick Chronicles perhaps have said, so we're not going to report anything yet, but no. Other than that, the wheels have been put in motion.
Yeah, wheels turning, things of that nature. We will keep you updated on that as soon as we have more information. Hit sglambchops.com right now. Use promo code Candlestick20 at checkout for 20% off your order and join the herd today. We're also sponsored by Prize Picks. I have a Prize Picks entry going right now. They did a really cool special with the Women's College Basketball Tournament and the NBA. So it was Caitlin Clark paired with Luka Doncic, and Juju Watkins from USC paired with Nikola Jokic, and Paige Beckers from UConn paired with Jason Tatum, and you pick more or less on their combined point totals. And buddy, it has been a wild ride. It has been so much fun. Daily Fantasy is the single greatest way to observe sports. I was already going to be locked into those NCAA women's basketball games because those are three talented players that are very fun to watch, but having Prize Picks to ride along was a ton of fun. Great way to spend an evening, I'll tell you.
Absolutely. I went over on all the Domantas Sabonis.
More.
You want
more?
I went more than on all the Domantas Sabonis plays tonight. It's a historic night in Sacramento sports. And I wanted to be a part of it with this double-double streak that, as we're recording this, he's in the process of breaking. He just took a hard foul from Mo Bamba, it looks like, as we're live on YouTube. But yeah, great way to have a little fun and enjoy some Sacramento Kings basketball, and particularly Domantas Sabonis breaking the consecutive double-double streak.
Or Golden State Warriors basketball, or Brooklyn Nets basketball, or whatever team you're into. Like, I just pulled the Nets. You know, the teams in the area, the Kings and the Warriors and the Nets. they have, but we've got Major League Baseball starting up. Of course, once football rolls around, they got college basketball, women, men's college basketball, women's college basketball, golf is in there. They have MLB season long, stat projections that you can pick more or less on. Get to prizepicks.com/candlestick right now. And while you're there, use promo code candlestick for a first deposit match up to $100. We love Prize Picks. It's Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Make sure to check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/@candlestick chronicles podcast. We have live video there. We post all our video there. So if you missed something, you want to check it out, please do. We've worked very hard on our backgrounds for our videos, so you'll want to check those out at youtube.com/@candlestick chronicles podcast, or just search Candlestick Chronicles on YouTube and subscribe to the channel while you're there. Hit the thumbs up video, or hit the thumbs up under the video. We would appreciate that immensely as well. And of course, if you're an audio person, subscribe to Candlestick Chronicles wherever you get your podcasts. That would be greatly appreciated as well. Rate 5 stars, give us good reviews wherever you get your pods, and that helps us out, and you have our undying gratitude. All right, NFL owners meetings are underway. Let's talk about what John Lynch said. Here we go.
Blue Wire. Hey, this is George Kittle, and you're listening to Candlestick Chronicles.
Has got him in a second back inside the 30-yard line. Nick Bosa drops Aaron Rodgers for a 13-yard loss.
Quick pass caught by Kittle. He dives, and he's in. Touchdown, 49ers.
Actually, before we get to what John Lynch said, we need to talk about this Brandon Ayuk Instagram post.
My Brandon favorite Ayuk type of content.
Dude, you more than anybody I know love social media content. Here's the deal with the Brandon Ayuk Instagram post. If you missed it, Brandon Ayuk posted a photo. It looked like from inside of a dry sauna. It was a photo that just had the emojis, a money emoji, a talking emoji, you know, the little like silhouette with the voice coming out of it. And then a bowl emoji, and then a poop emoji, and then a person walking emoji. Money talks, bullshit walks is what he was saying. And I saw this being referred to as a cryptic tweet on the internet. And I got to tell you, there it is. If you're watching on YouTube, we got it. We got it here. Oh, look at that. NinersWire.com. Check it out. So, dude, this to me is not that cryptic. This is not hard to decipher. Brandon Ayuk would like to get paid, and he's ready to not play for the 49ers anymore if they're not going to pay him what he wants. A shocking discovery, Chris. Your thoughts?
Yeah, apparently money talks and bullshit walks.
Many are saying.
Per Brandon Ayuk. Look, man, like the point I've made this entire time was we've seen this story before, basically every offseason, right? Like,
yes,
when the 49ers have a contract negotiation going on, it can get pretty tenuous. And if you remember last year, Debo Samuel went as far as unfollowing the 49ers on Instagram
before
eventually signing a contract. And, you know, behind the scenes, Debo was saying anybody was talking to anybody who would listen that, you know, it didn't sound like he was all too thrilled about coming back to the 49ers. And then, of course, he gets a big old contract, comes back to the 49ers, and really neither side acted like anything was all that different. So I think Brandon Ayuk is just sort of doing what he can to figure out ways to gain leverage in this situation. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anybody in the 49ers building who is going to change their line of thinking or be impacted by anything Brandon Ayuk does on social media. I don't think Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are going to be like, oh man, we better get this deal done before he posts another IG story.
Right.
Right. Like, well, this is just a thing that players do. It's just going to be tenuous. It's going to be weird, but ultimately I think it's going to get done. And I don't think there's any real reason to overthink this.
Yeah.
We're in the point of the NFL calendar where any content is content and is going to get clicks. Right. And if Brandon Ayuk posts a thing on his IG story that says money talks, bullshit walks, then I guess people are going to click on it and we're going to talk about it because we are at that point of the calendar. But to me, like, still, and John Lynch reiterated this, it doesn't make any sense to trade Brandon Ayuk at this point unless he says I want $30, $40 million a year or something ridiculous, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm expecting this to follow a similar path to Deebo Samuel. Post some stuff on social media. He might unfollow the 49ers on Instagram. It might seem weird and contentious. And then he gets, I don't know, $50, $60 million guaranteed. And then ends up reporting to training camp and everything's hunky-dory. So to me, that's my read on the situation.
Yeah, just we've seen this a million times. This is just how this goes. This is not cryptic. This is not change anything. Brandon Ayuk wants to be paid, and the 49ers are working on paying him. If they can't come to some sort of deal, or if the 49ers think there's no deal to be had by the draft, then maybe they trade him. But chances are this goes into training camp or right up next to training camp. Or maybe it's like Nick Bosa last year who went into the regular season. At some point, I'd be more surprised if we didn't get a Brandon Ayuk trade request than if we did. I mean, that's just kind of like this is how the game goes now, man. This is how players, because everything goes on behind the scenes, and John Lynch is going to come out and say, you know, hey, we're ready to let him play on his fifth year option, and we want to keep him around, and he gets to say all he wants, and this is Brandon Ayuk's way of trying to control the discussion from his side, and hoping that the fan base will put some kind of pressure on the organization that doesn't currently exist. And hey, maybe he squeezes a few more dollars out of the 49ers because the fans freaked out. But this is not, like you said, man, you hit it on the head. This is not the 49ers all of a sudden going, wait, he wants to get paid? What? Like they've been ready for this since he broke out last season and then, or two seasons ago, I guess. And then was an all-pro this past season. This is not new. They've been gearing up for this.
I would say the 49ers are overall pretty good at getting these deals done.
Yeah.
Right? They got George Kittle done. They got Fred Warner done. They got Nick Bosa done. They got Deebo Samuel. They got Jimmy Garoppolo done.
I was going to say Jimmy G. The one,
but
the,
like they. The, There isn't a free agent or a guy who they really valued who needed a new contract who they just didn't bring back because they couldn't agree to it.
Yeah.
Right. Like the only case that you can point to is DeForest Buckner. And that wasn't because they didn't want to pay him. The decision was at that point because the issue with that deal was that it was pay DeForest Buckner, lose Eric Armstead and Jimmy Ward, or trade DeForest Buckner, get a first round pick, pay Eric Armstead and keep Jimmy Ward. That was the decision that they made. And that this is not a similar scenario at all, in my opinion.
No. And I think it might be a little bit because of what it could mean down the line. Over the next year or two, if they have a $29 million a year receiver on their roster, what that means for some of their other higher priced guys. But if it's a decision between having a 27 and 28 year old Brandon Ayuk on your roster and having some other player who's 30 and above on your roster, I think it's kind of an easy choice. You know, so I it's not apples to apples to the Buckner thing, but I can't imagine, given the importance of wide receiver versus the importance of defensive tackle during the 2020 offseason, that the 49ers view this the same way at all.
Right.
I just don't. I don't know, man. We'll see, but I just... There's going to be more stuff on social media. He's going to unfollow the 49ers at some point. There's going to be, I'm sure, a trade request or something of that ilk at some point. We're going to hear about, oh, a leaked report that this team is interested and this team called and this team offered that. Remember during the draft in 2022, when the Jets were on the clock, it was like, hey, are the, is this going to get traded to the Niners? Is this...
Well, that was two seasons ago, right? Nick Bosa was last offseason.
Yeah.
No, were Nick Bosa and Debo the same offseason?
No. Nick Bosa was last. So it was before this season. Yeah, so Debo was the 22 NFL draft. Garrett Wilson, because Garrett Wilson was who went 10th. So, I mean, it could be like that, but I promise that there's nothing that Brandon Ayuk's going to do on social media that's going to change whatever conversation is happening behind the scenes. That's all.
Yeah. I think the point here is that there might be an issue where they have too many big contracts and they have to move off of one of their big contracts. Not, they're not going to sign one of their guys to a big contract.
Yes.
Right. Like, that's coming in 2025. The Debo Samuel decision is coming in 2025. That is going to be a topic that dominates that offseason, because I'm expecting Brandon Ayuk to get a big contract. I'm expecting his cap number in 2024 to be lower than the $14 million fifth-year option that's fully guaranteed. I'm expecting his cap number to be anywhere from $5 to $10 million, yep. Right? And then while it averages $26, $27, $28 million a year, mm-hmm. and then it'll get big in 25, 26, 27, at which point you're looking at the end of Debo Samuel's contract and you say, okay, do we trade Debo Samuel with the year left on his deal? Maybe we can recoup some decent draft capital there, get cheaper at the position. And that's, you know, that's going to be a dominant topic next offseason. But for now, I don't see this being an issue, really. Like, I think it's going to be weird, it's going to be contentious, but that's kind of par for the course at this point. So when you see social media posts, like, that's how I would interpret it.
The only way I think this gets sideways is, like you alluded to earlier, if Brandon Ayuk wants a number that the 49ers don't believe a wide receiver is worth. If he comes in and says, yeah, I will accept nothing less than $35 million a year. I want 4 years and $140 million. And if that's the case, then okay, they're going to trade him. But that has nothing to do with not wanting to pay him specifically. That's just, they have a price that they will pay for a wide receiver, and that number would exceed it, or whatever the number is. I don't know what it is.
It would be an all-time bag fumble. It would be an all-time bag fumble for the Niners if they, like, because if they traded him, like, I don't really view it as a terrible scenario, because more than likely, if they trade him, they're getting a first round pick and they're going to be in range to get one of the elite receiver prospects in this draft.
Would they? If it's 17 to the Jags or 20 to Pittsburgh?
There are a lot of receivers in this draft.
Yeah, but when you say, maybe I'm overthinking this, but when you say that, I'm thinking Marvin Harrison Jr. from The Ohio State University. Malik Nabers, Roma Dunze, Brian Thomas. Like, those are the, and I just feel like all those guys, maybe Brian Thomas falls, but the other three guys, I don't know. Feels like they're all going to be gone by 10. That's just my draft analysis.
We'll see.
I've been chin deep in the Pro Football Focus mock draft machine. And there are no amount of adjustments and tweaks I can make to the simulation to get one of the best offensive tackles to fall to the 49ers. I can't do it. It's impossible.
Yeah,
they're going to have to trade.
I mean, they can move up.
Anyways.
Well, I mean, we can talk about the draft when it comes, but I am expecting them to sort of identify a guy that they like and move up to get him.
Yeah.
If it's a tackle. If it's a tackle, I think they trade up to get one. If it's a defensive lineman, they'll sit tight and just pick somebody they like at that spot.
Yeah. Hey, it's Kyle and Chris from Candlestick Chronicles, and we're here to talk to you about Prize Picks. We love Prize Picks. I don't think, Chris, I don't think anything has ever enhanced my sports watching experience more than Daily Fantasy. I've had such a blast with it.
Even more so than having a podcast.
Yeah, way more than having a podcast. Like, okay. This is work. Prize Picks is the very best thing, and I know we talked about it all during football season, but y'all, it's not just a football. It's not just football. It's not just a football app. It's not just a football site. Prize Picks has, I mean, anything that you can think of, you can build a daily fantasy sports entry in it. 2 to 6 players, regardless of the sport, you pick more or less on their stat projections, and then you watch the winnings roll in. Or in our case, you watch the losses pile up. But we're ready to bounce back this basketball season and baseball season or tennis or whatever you are into. You can build your entry, again, 2 to 6 players, pick more or less on the stat projection, and it's my favorite thing. I had so much fun this year.
You don't have to be on an email chain with all of your friends.
It's a great point.
Hoping that they're going to be ready for the draft. You don't have to be scouring the waiver wire.
Nope.
When your best running back and receiver gets injured on a Sunday.
Yeah.
You don't have to argue with your friends about doing a snake draft or an auction draft.
You're just giving me anxiety thinking about all these things.
It's a week. It's, you know, you can be on there. You can make your picks and you can get out. You know, you don't need to do hours and hours of research. Not that you can't. If you want to do all your research, totally. More power to you. But all of the dregs that come along with being in a normal fantasy operation, you don't have to worry about with Prize Picks. And that's what makes it fun.
And the thing that I love about Prize Picks specifically with daily fantasy is you're not playing against like sharp guys. You're not playing against thousands of other players. It is you and your entry. And that's it. And it's super easy to use. You go to prizepicks.com/candlestick. Use promo code candlestick for a first deposit match up to $100. That's right. We're giving that to you. prizepicks.com/candlestick. First deposit promo code candlestick for a first deposit match up to $100. Jump in there today. You're going to have a great time. And like I said, it's not just for football season. So get locked in. Whatever sport you want, PrizePicks has got it at prizepicks.com/candlestick. And make sure to download the app as well. Super easy to use, super fun, and we think that you will love it just as much as we do. Again, that's prizepicks.com/candlestick. Promo code candlestick for a first deposit match up to $100. That's PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Yo, what's up? It's Kyle from Candlestick Chronicles back to talk to you about AG1. I will talk to you about AG1, whether they give me talking points to read or not. I've got a whole list here in front of me. I'm not even going to, once again, there's certain things like I have to read, like that they, I need to read verbatim. But look, man, AG1 is the very best way to start my day. And when I started drinking AG1 daily, I just grab a scoop. They give you a scoop. You don't even have to go grab one out of your cabinet. You can just stick it in the bag. Or I have the little AG1 container that goes in my fridge. You just stick it in there. You get one scoop. You throw it in some water. You shake that up. You drink it. It is the single best way to start the day. It better brain function. It helps with my digestive system quite a bit. That's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. When they say create it, like constantly recreating their formula or refining their formula, there are like 52 iterations of this formula since 2010. Like, they're just constantly finding little ways to make it better. And not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I've been reading so much about gut support, and I didn't know where to start with it. I'm like, okay, this obviously sounds important. And then, bang, AG1 pops into my life, and that is how I get it done. I recommend AG1 to all my friends and family because AG1 has a team of doctors and scientists It is tested for 950 contaminants, and it is NSF certified for sport. Shout out to AG1. I've loved using AG1. I have replaced my morning coffee with it. Gets my brain moving, gets those digestive enzymes rolling, and I feel better throughout my day, every single day, and I know you will too. And that is why we are proud to partner with AG1. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs when you first subscribe. That's a great deal. Go to drinkag1.com/candlestick. That's drinkag1.com/candlestick. Check it out today. Watch out for Darius Robinson from Mizzou. A lot of good talent coming from Mizzou.
Sure.
Reigning
cotton. I just think too, like when it comes to trading Brandon Ayuk, and we've mentioned this before, but like if you're another team, why would you trade a pick that could potentially land you a cost controlled, really productive receiver for a receiver that you have to pay 25 or 30 million, that you have to have these like crazy contentious negotiations with, right?
Right. Like every reason that a person is like, did you see Kurt Benkert's tweet the other day?
Don't think so.
I know you're not dialed into 49ers legend Kurt Benkert's Twitter account.
You mean the post on X?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
No.
He wrote,
share it with
me. Let me find it here. Ayuk to Pittsburgh makes sense. Aggressive, great hands, nasty in the run game. Hines Ward vibes as an outside receiver.
Mm.
Isn't that the reason that Brandon Ayuk's a fit for all 32 teams? And aren't those all the reasons that the 49ers are very likely going to make him one of the 5 or 7 highest paid receivers in the league? It's not like the 49ers are sitting here going, hey, we think Brandon Ayuk stinks. All these other teams think he's good. Pittsburgh's not the only team sitting there going, oh, he'd be a great fit for us. He's like Hines Ward as an outside receiver. Like, I promise that's not, that's just,
you know, that reminds me of a take I've been developing for a while. Miles Garrett, great fit for the Niners.
Wow. You've been grinding that Cleveland tape to figure that out?
Yeah. Been doing a lot of work.
How do you think he'd fit as a two gap guy? Can he play
inside? No, but I mean,
can he kick inside?
To your point, it's just, yeah, he's a good player. He's a good receiver that would fit a lot of systems. Like, obviously, like, and the other point is going to be, I think a lot of people are going to confuse, oh, Team X checked in on Brandon Ayuk. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean the 49ers are shopping him or trading him.
Right.
That means that a team knows that contract negotiations are happening. A new contract has not been agreed to yet. And a team is going to do its due diligence on potentially one of the better young receivers in the league springing available. That's just what a good front office does. And then if, you know, Brandon Ayuk's agent catches wind of that, there's a pretty decent chance that the agent is going to relay that to a reporter in order to try to gain some leverage, when really it's just kind of common sense that any team worth its salt would check in on potentially one of the best receivers available should contract negotiations break down.
He probably,
but like, to your,
oh, good. Sorry.
Go but ahead. Like Pittsburgh or Jacksonville or whatever, those teams, like, oh, those teams would be interested in Brandon Ayuk. Like, yeah, like the Niners would be interested in Patrick Mahomes. Right. But that doesn't mean that.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they're going to trade for him or that the Chiefs have any interest in trading away Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yes.
So that's just how, like, this offseason, if it's not clear, I'm just not a fan of a lot of offseason content,
mm-hmm.
especially when a lot of it is just kind of rumor based. And, you know, like at this time of year, there isn't a whole lot of people talking on the record about these topics, so it's left the rest of the internet world to speculate on all this crazy stuff.
Right.
It's just like, yeah, sure, the Pittsburgh Steelers would love Brandon Ayuk. Like, yeah, no kidding. Niners would love Miles Garrett. Niners would love Patrick Mahomes. Like, it's just, you know.
Apparently, Howie Roseman calls.
Silly thing that happens.
apparently Howie Roseman calls every team and asks about getting their second best player for, or getting their best player for a second round pick. Like, he'll just call teams and be like, hey, I would bet a small amount of money that the 49ers have gotten a call from Howie Roseman offering a second round pick for Brandon Ayuk. Howie Roseman would, fleecing the league once again.
Kevin Byard is a problem.
Dude. How did they let this happen? Kevin Byard for a sixth? God, plan the parade. 1 and done. Yeah, they can't. Jalen Hurts has regressed horribly, but Kevin Byard's going to save the day. All right. Yeah, man.
Do you have any hip drop tackle takes?
Yeah, I have a whole video ready. Let's share this screen. No, I get, like, look, man. I struggle with this because I understand that player safety is, like, paramount. I am all for things that enhance player safety. Full stop. On the other hand, I also believe that more rules is generally bad for football. And trying to fully legislate injuries out of the game is just not a thing that's going to happen. And I think it probably is going to wind up doing more harm than good. So I don't, like, if the NFL was really concerned with player safety, there wouldn't be a 17 game schedule. They wouldn't have added playoff games. You know, they wouldn't have, like, so it's not, they say it's player safety, but this is not the way I think to go about it, is kind of where I land, I think. So, look, here's hip drop tackle specifically. Defenders aren't running and like, okay, let me grab the, okay. And as I'm trying to drag down this fully grown man who is as big as me or possibly stronger, I'm just trying to get him on the ground, but also I need to make sure I'm not doing it this way. Like, it's silly. There's going to be guys penalized for just trying to get players on the ground. And we see it time and time again with roughing the passer. How many times in a game or how many times in a season do you see a roughing the passer where you go, what is the guy supposed to do? What's he supposed to do on that? Like, I think that's more times than not when there's a hip drop tackle called, I think that's going to be the reaction. And I think that's a mistake by the league.
Yeah, I think it's going to be incredibly hard to enforce. I think you're asking the officials who already have basically an impossible job, you're already asking them to make their jobs harder. But ultimately, like, zooming out, I think the NFL is kind of at that point where it's too big to fail. Mm-hmm. And I think I disagree with you when you say that it's going to do more harm than good, because I think as long as Patrick Mahomes is escaping tackles and throwing sick touchdowns, mm-hmm. and, you know, team, like, their highlights and fantasy football is it continuing to explode in popularity and all of those things, I think the league's going to be fine. Like, as long as the league isn't legislating any ridiculous offense out of the game, I think the TV numbers are going to continue to climb. I think the interest in the league is going to continue to climb. And ultimately, there's going to be a lot of noise and hand-wringing about hip drop tackles. And I think, rightfully so, like, I think it sucks. I think, like, I agree with everything Richard Sherman's been tweeting about it, the game's already basically impossible for defenders. I agree with all of that.
Sure.
But if you're the NFL, you're looking at it like, well, it doesn't really matter, because it's the no matter what happens, the game is still going to be popular. Like, the NFL is not going to lose audience over this.
No, I that's not what
just
I was
like it hasn't
to say.
Lost it, right. Right, but just like it hasn't lost any audience over, you know, the roughing the passer stuff and the, you know, the hits over the middle and all of that stuff. Like, so I get what the NFL's doing, and, like, I get both sides in that, like, people are rightfully upset and it's frustrating and it's going to make for a more watered down version of football that, you know, us quote unquote football purists know and love.
Big football.
But the NFL looks at it like, Like, we care about having the best players in the biggest games, and we're going to do everything we can to do that. And, you know, as like the NFL will have, you know, 60 to 72 final scores in a few years, and no one will really care. People will still be watching.
No, yeah, that's it's pretty clear there's nothing the NFL could do at this point to make people not watch.
Unless they legislated offense out of the game.
Sure. And even then, I mean, even then, I'm not sure. Like, I sit here and I go, yeah, it's stupid that they have 17 games and they talk about player safety. But if they went to a 20-game schedule next season, I'd be like, all right, hey, I guess we're doing a lot more podcasts. Like, that would kind of be the, you know. So when I say it's going to do more harm than good, I mean that from a standpoint of there's going to be 15-yard penalties called on tackles where a guy couldn't really do anything else. And that, I think you're going to see more bad penalties and more, you know, palms up, like, what is he supposed to do? Oh my God, this stinks. Free first down for the offense on a third and long because the defender was just trying to grab a guy who on a little drag route. I think that's going to happen far more often than that tackle doesn't happen and prevent injuries. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm trying to get at, I guess. This seems like a small band-aid over a gaping wound. And the NFL going, look, we're doing something about player safety. We have now banned the very dangerous hip drop tackle. Like, cool. You've added another 15-yard penalty to the sport for not a lot of benefit.
Because the sport is inherently violent.
Right.
Right. You can't really legislate violence out of it. You can't. That's the tough part, right? Just from a viewing mm-hmm. perspective, you can't legislate the violence out of a violent game and expect it to go smoothly, right? Like the play, you know, from this last season, Tayshaun Gibson, the unnecessary roughness, what was it, a third or fourth down that extended a drive for the Browns? Yeah, that ended up leading to a score. Like, mm-hmm. there are going to be plays like that decide games. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a huge talking point nationally, on podcasts, locally, you know, in print work. Like, it's going to be a huge talking point, potentially. Yep. But also, the league has never shied away from anything that will be a huge talking point, because ultimately any discussion about the league is good for the league
mm-hmm.
because people care about it.
Right.
And I think it'll be like the player safety stuff with head injuries, to where it kind of shocks the system early on and people complain about it a lot every week. And it seems like it's this really dramatic problem. And then as a few years go by, we'll all kind of get used to it, and we'll see fewer and fewer hip drop tackles because players will get better at avoiding it. Sure. But it's still going to be, you know, we're definitely leaning towards like scoring going up again.
Yeah.
Which I think the NFL ultimately wants.
Yeah, the NFL is not like the NBA in that sense. You've got Adam Silver trying to figure out ways to stop scoring in the NBA. And meanwhile, you've got Roger Goodell like, hey, how can we maximize points? How can we maximize the number of drives that end in scores? And I don't know how much I love that. I don't know, man.
I'm with you. I don't love it, but I understand why the NFL doesn't really care.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, they got people like us. We're just here. We're just sheep.
Free marketing. Look at us just doing our life's work is just free marketing for the sports leagues that we cover.
We are sheep. And speaking of sheep, check out sglambchops.com. Promo code candlestick20 for 20% off your order today.
Anyways. Was there any John Lynch news that stuck out to you?
Yeah, the Dre Greenlaw wants to be back by week one.
He wants to be back?
Yeah, he's eyeing a week one return when John Lynch is like, I'm thinking it's probably more of a pup situation. But the fact that there's any chance that Dre Greenlaw plays at all this season is a pretty big deal, I think. I get, you know, Devondre Campbell can play a little bit, but he's, I don't think he's nearly as good as Dre Greenlaw is. And he's probably overqualified as a Sam linebacker. So if you get a fully healthy Niners linebacking core, I think you probably have a really, really good group back there with Campbell. But yeah, I mean, that kind of jumped out. Treverius Ward and George Kittle both had core muscle surgery. Still no word on if George Kittle had shoulder surgery or not. I'm guessing no.
That's notable. I think George Kittle's is notable because he is somebody who does a ton of work in the offseason. Like he has been known to be, and not, I don't know that he's necessarily unique in this, but like if George Kittle is sidelined for most of the offseason because he has core muscle surgery, that could be a thing to monitor during the season. Like, is he going to be the same type of player? Because he's known for having a ridiculous offseason work ethic. And that's something that the 49ers loved about him, even coming out of Iowa, right? So, you know, we'll see about Treverius Ward too. But I like with Kittle, he's at the point in his career where, you know, he's north of 30. You do wonder if and when the physical drop off is going to happen. And so if somebody like, and look, maybe the other side of that too is maybe a less strenuous offseason would be good for Kittle at this point. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's a good point.
But I do
think
it's
notable.
Will
he still attend TEU? That's what I'm waiting on.
I would imagine he's still going to attend. His participation might be a little bit different than years past. Maybe he's like a camp counselor. You know, he's in a counselor role instead of an active participant role.
Sure.
I don't know.
And it turns out the 49ers lost a fifth round pick in next year's draft because they overpaid an unspecified player $75,000. And then instead of reporting that to the league, went to that player and said, hey, can we get that back? And that player went, no. And so,
nah.
I'm gonna actually skip giving you that back, Haas. No. Which I don't blame the player, whoever it was. Shout out to them. I hope they're doing.
Could you imagine if a former employer of yours was like, hey man, can you just give us back like $75,000?
Oh my god! I can't imagine. Like
could you hang up the phone fast enough?
You have to scale it down to normal people's salaries, right? So it would be something closer to like, I don't know. Hey, could you send us back like $3,000 that we overpaid you a while back? I don't know when all this went down, but could you send us back a few grand that we overpaid you a while back? Like, no? Are you kidding me? Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like myself, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. I promise the 49ers, who all underwent off-season surgery, Dre Greenlaw, Treverius Ward, George Kittle, I promise they know all of those things. And that's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of Candlestick Chronicles. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement Systems, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Man, that sounds awesome. Whether you're here in the Bay Area or hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/candlestick to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD healing.com/candlestick. No materials or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
You can sign me again. I did a little math based on, I mean, what I think the player's salary could have been. We're talking about like 3%.
Okay.
Of like a 1 year salary, 75K being.
So 3%, it would be like my company calling me and saying, hey, can we get that $12 back? Like, no. The Chipotle burrito's been eaten, dog.
Anyways. Yeah. I mean, it's too bad because a fifth round pick, as you know, maybe to the 49ers is more valuable than it would be to any other team, given the success they've had in round five.
I wanted to see if I could discern anything about how they're going to operate in this draft or how they might operate in this draft just based on how they've used picks in previous drafts. And so I went through all of their drafts and separated by round the positions that they've selected in each round. Mm-hmm. And dude, their ability to pick in the fifth round is just insane. There's so many good players in the fifth round. Kind of
Talanoa Hufanga, Dre Greenlaw, George Kittle, Diamador Lenore, Sam Womack was a fifth round pick. Not a great one. Sam Womack was a fifth round pick. Any others?
My prize picks did not hit just now.
Mm.
Bummer.
I'm sorry to hear that. Let me check in on
that Juju Watkins 76ers three ball. Got me.
76ers Kings.
No,
through 27 minutes. Our guy Domantas Sabonis, 11 points, 11 rebounds.
He did it.
We have history at Golden 1 Center tonight. The prestigious record of 52 consecutive double-doubles that Kevin Love had that nobody on planet Earth thought would ever fall.
No.
Has been toppled by the one and only Domantas Sabonis.
I mean, it's like, you know, Kevin Love every year when somebody's double-double streak would end, he would pop some champagne. Now he just can't do that anymore. You hate to see that.
Yeah, and that being said, you know, thoughts and prayers to the Love family.
Yeah,
really keep them in your thoughts. It's got to be a tough night to know that his double-double streak no longer belongs to him.
Yeah.
But there's a new hero in the sports world.
Yeah.
In Domantas Sabonis. He's and I think I feel very comfortable saying I will never forget where I was when Domantas Sabonis registered his 53rd consecutive double-double. Excuse me.
I'll never forget it because I was here with you. Listener.
Exactly.
Viewer.
Oh, not me. Okay, fair.
I was going to call him the double-double king, but that's still me with a hangover, so.
Oh, nice.
Thanks.
Smooth.
Yeah, thanks.
Man, any other 49ers? We got, have we talked about Josh Dobbs? Do we have Josh Dobbs takes?
No, not really.
Can I say I'd like the Josh Dobbs signing?
No,
I think
I'm here for it.
Really
for
solid
it.
Signing.
Yeah, man. I was really concerned that they were like, oh, we have a quarterback that can stay healthy now. Now backup quarterback doesn't matter anymore. And that's just a bad way to build a team. And I think that had they gone Brandon Allen, QB2, rookie QB3, it would have been a disaster. I don't think Josh Dobbs is any kind of future Hall of Famer or anything like that, but I'm not totally certain that Sam Darnold's better than he is. So I like the addition.
A strong take would be Josh Dobbs for sure Hall of Famer. I think the Niners probably more than any team in the league understand the importance of depth at quarterback, right?
Right.
They, like the fact that the 49ers have managed to be as good as they've been over the last 5 years,
it's remarkable.
Despite their quarterback turmoil, is remarkable. Somewhat remarkable. And if they had won a Super Bowl, it would be a far bigger story. The fact that Kyle Shanahan has like overcome, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo not entirely working out, overcome whiffing on the whole Trey Lance situation. and then landing on, like, it would be a story that, you know, like, is going to be or would be something we talk about when it comes to, like, Kyle Shanahan's Hall of Fame candidacy. But that's not happening because the 49ers haven't won a Super Bowl. But they're not a team, I don't think, that would ever go into a season just being like, oh, yeah, we have a quarterback we think is going to be healthy.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a guy a year removed from major elbow surgery who's 6'2", maybe. Probably closer to 6'1".
In cleats. Yeah, dude. And what's wild was
I like
so Josh Dobbs gets traded to Arizona right before last season started. And he became Arizona's starting quarterback. And played really well to start the year. Like, well enough that the Cardinals were at least a little competitive.
And had a nice game against the Niners.
Had a really good game against the Niners. And then gets traded to Minnesota and is the talk of the league for 2 weeks as he not only wins games, but also learns his teammates' names. And then the wheels fell off, and all of a sudden he's available the next offseason for a bag of peanuts. And that's nuts to me. The fact that, and again, like I said, I'm not ready to call Josh Dobbs a Hall of Famer yet, but the fact that he was just available like that to jump in and be the backup quarterback for the 49ers was a little bit surprising to me. I thought he would get some kind of opportunity to at least faux compete for a starting job. So I liked the addition by the 49ers for sure.
It'll be nice that there isn't going to be quarterback drama. Like, the quarterback drama for the Niners is going to be who wins the backup job.
It's so nice, dude. Right? Can I tell you how happy I am to not talk about Jimmy fucking Garoppolo anymore?
Rams backup, Jimmy G?
Nothing against James. It's just like I was so tired of having the same conversation about him for four consecutive off seasons. It was it was exhausting. So
yeah,
shout out to James though. I hope he gets his career back on track.
He's gonna enjoy living in LA.
Boy,
I feel pretty comfortable saying that.
I'm not. You know what? This feels like we're circling back to the Brandon Ayuk thing. I think Jimmy Garoppolo would enjoy living anywhere. I think he'd do all right.
That's fair. I would say
you think he hated it in Vegas or the Bay Area? Come on, man.
No, he definitely didn't. I would say, based on what I've heard about him previously, that Los Angeles kind of fits like a glove for our guy Jimmy.
Sure it does.
Based on past experience. Not that he wouldn't, you know, he would make it work in Charlotte if he had to. I just, you know, I think he has a history of in Los Angeles.
Well, LA specifically.
Yeah, like he has a history that makes me think he'll enjoy his time there.
Okay.
Based on things.
I don't want to elaborate on this. My parents listen to this. That's it for me. I'm done for the night.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go celebrate Domas's 54th consecutive double-double.
Kings putting it on the Sixers.
Good for them, man. They needed it.
Good for them. Domas a plus 14 in 29 minutes.
Look at him go.
You'd love to see the turnovers come down, but, I mean, he's probably going to break this record with a triple-double. He's one assist shy, so.
Nice. Good for him. Love it.
Again, T's and P's. Kevin Love and the Love family. It was a great run.
Yep. Former Minnesota Timberwolf, Kevin Love. And speaking of the Minnesota Timberwolves, check out sglamchops.com. Use promo code Candlestick20 for 20% off your order today. All right, that's it for us. I have a fun topic for our next podcast.
Oh, I can't wait to find out what it is.
Discuss it with you. Yeah.
Great.
So make sure to subscribe at YouTube at youtube.com/@candlestickchroniclespodcast, or while you're at YouTube, just search Candlestick Chronicles. We're like the first thing that pops up. Subscribe to that channel and make sure to like the video, hit the little thumbs up. We would appreciate the hell out of that. And if you're listening on audio, check us out wherever you get your podcasts. Please download, subscribe, rate, review, do all those things. we would appreciate it immensely, and you have our undying gratitude. All right, until next time.
A first that I just feel like sharing with the listeners. The first time in this podcast history, I have achieved my move goal with my Apple Watch from podcasting. So breaking barriers here.
Just trying to one-up Domas on his special night, huh? All right.
I can't let him have this.
Call. Get on the horn with the Kings and get the tribute video up ASAP.
Yeah. All right. See everybody.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.